Hello.
Good evening. Okay. Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Waiting.
Okay. Would you by chance have access to finding the date of September the 4th, 1894? My books only go back to 1899, and we need that Hebrew date. And I checked online, and calendars don't even agree as to what date September the 15th fell on. One says the Thursday, and one says the Shabbat. And they don't give a Hebrew year.
You hold a second, I can get it for you.
Okay. Let me get a pen.
Judy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're going to start shortly, but we're doing a task for Fano right now.
Okay, that's fine.
We're trying to find the Hebrew date of September the 15th, 1894.
Uh-huh.
That was when our synagogue was, I don't know what you would call it, started, I guess, you know, where they get their permit to do the cemetery. They didn't know the Hebrew date, so naturally they asked me. My books only go back to 1899. So, and I got conflicting dates on the internet, so I should have waited. That probably was not the right time using his time.
Well, I'm almost there. But I'm assuming you want during the day rather than after sunset, correct?
I think so. I don't think it would have been on a Shabbat, even though it was reformed. So I think probably the date fell on a Thursday, but I have no idea year-wise even.
Yeah, what year was it, Hannah?
It was 1894.
1894?
I was able to find when was Rosh Chodesh of that year, so I just backed it up and feel like it's probably the 26th of Elul, but I mean, we could always say approximately.
It was the 14th of Elul, 5654.
14th of Elul, 5654?
Correct.
Okay, and that's September the 15th, 1894.
Correct. I can't tell you what day of the week because that's not part of this program.
Okay, all right. Thank you. I appreciate that. You'll be happy.
There is one possibility. Let me see if I can do it. If you don't, Judy, you don't mind waiting?
No, I don't.
Well,
go ahead.
Good evening. We'll be starting momentarily. The reason they're saying it, Hannah?
I'm here.
It's the 14th of September, 1894, is a Friday. The reason they're saying it's a Shabbat, it would be after sunset.
Okay.
And that then it would become the 15th. It's showing it that it's the 13th of Elul on that Friday, the 14th.
Friday. 14. Okay, I jotted it down.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach. Gedulat Yemincha. Tativ. Tzerura. Alpha Gimel Yutak Sadi. Kabel Rinat. Amcha Sagbenu. Tacharenu, no ra, kufreshayan, sentet nun. Na gibor, dorshechutcha, givavat, shamrem. Nun gimel dalet, yud kafshin. Barchem tacharem, rachame sitkacha. Tamid Gaim Betet Resh Tzadi Tav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adatach Het Kuf Bet Tet Nurayim Yachid Gehe Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushatach Yud Gimolamet Pezayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatziakatenu Yodea Talubo Shim Kufat Sariyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Berav Chesed Ve'emet. No tzeches la lafim, no seawon wafesha, v'chata'av v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, and we'll start with L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Brichu, Ishkinte, Bibhilu, Urshimu, Dhilu, Dhilu, Urshimu. Le'afta, L'shem Yudhe, Bavave, Be'yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayehino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adenu konenei aleinu maasei adenu konenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba amar bekama atar taneinan dekudsha berichu koma deaved le'ela witata kolah Randa Dikshot Balaylah Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Badahya Leya Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Isiris Bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. That verse is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami leIsrael untati vushakan kata willo yergaz od willo yosifu vene avla laanoto ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame meheshi lalahe aka akaheta. Ezayo ala da la awa he he ya yozala me be he he re yo he kobe la awa kala yo ala wa wa pe he la nula ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he ya a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo awa me laka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo. Hey, hey, she, I'm a may. Nu, nu, ah, nu, yo, ta, may, be, hey, pay, why, yo. Nu, may, may, yo, yo, la, hey, re, hey, make, sa, re. Wa, may, be, yo, hey, hey, ah, nu, ah, may, hey, yo. Da, may, be, may, nu, ko, ah, yo, ah, hey, be, wa. Re, ah, hey, yo, be, may, hey, yo, yo, may, wa, may. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing that same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la yo la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he. Hey yo yo, hey me me, la wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he yo, me nu hey 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 wa, nu yo hey hey shi a yo re ta shi a hey, re la yo a wa me la yo be wa hey re, yo yo wa la hey hey ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa ita la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he he. Hey, bay, hey, meza, re. Wa, hey, bay, yo, a, hey, a, la, wa, pay, za, yo. Da, hey, bay, me, ka, go, a, la, a, fe, hey, wa. Re, la, hey, yo, yo, me, hey, la, yo, me, hey, bay. The Sadiqim who left this day, the 19th day of Av, Rabbi Yaakov ben Rabbi Machir Huli is the author of the Me'am Loez, which is a very significant Kabbalistic book that has been translated by Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan into English. Rabbi Naftali ben Rabbi Yehuda of Nemirov, Rabbi Shimon Shlolem ben Rabbi Menachem Chalish of Amshinov, Rabbi Menachem Nahum ben Rabbi Yitzhak Friedman of Boyan. We will now connect to the Ani meditation, which, as we know, connects us to the energy of balance. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. Hod. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. Betzach. Ye ahini wu yo hi. Ye ahini wu yo hi. Ye ahini wu yo hi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wo yo ho. Yo ahuni wo yo ho. Yo ahuni wo yo ho. Gevura. Yeah. Me we yoch. Yeah. Me we yoch. Yeah. Me we yoch. Hesed. Yeah, any way your hair. Yeah, any way your hair. Yeah, any way your hair. Bina. Yeah, any way your hair. Yeah, any way your hair. Yeah, any way your hair. Hachma. Yeah, honey, why your hair. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. We will now connect with the Esther Dibros. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile le-mon. Anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha. Meretz Mitzrayim, Mibet Avadim, Lo Yielecha Elohim Acherim, Al Panai Lo Ta'aseh Lecha, Pesel V'Kol Temunah, Asher Bashamayim, Mima'al V'Asher Ba'aretz Mitachat, Washem Mamayim Mitahat Laret Lotishtaha Willachem Willote Avem Ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana poked awun avot al banim al shileishim v'al ribeim lishonai v'yoseh chesed la'alafim la'ohavai u'shomrei mitzvotai lo tisa Et shem Hashem Elohecha, Vashav ki lo yinake, Hashem et asher isa, Et shemo lashav, Zachor et yom ha-shabbat, Dekadsho sheshet yamim tavod, Viasita kol melachtecha, V'yom ha-shvi'i shabbat la-shem Elohecha lo ta'aseh kol melacha ata v'incha uvitecha avdecha v'amatcha uhemtecha v'gercha asher b'sharecha Ki sheshet yamim asa Hashem et hashamayim v'et haaretz et hayam v'et kol asher bam v'yanach v'yom hashvi'i al kein berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat v'yikad shehu Taber et avicha v'et imecha l'man yarikun yamecha al ha'adama asher Hashem Elohecha noten lach lo tirtach lo tinaf lo tignov lo ta'aneh bereacha Ed ha-shaker, lo tachmod bayit re'echa, lo tachmod ashet re'echa, v'yavdo v'yamato, v'shok shoro v'achamoro, v'kol asher li re'echa. We will now say the two lines, two verses of the Shema. Please close your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Echad. Now say the Kaddish to be utilized as an elevator to rise to the level of our class tonight. Hitkadal v'hitkadash shimei rabba, and we all say Amen. Bialma divra kirute viam lich malchute bechayechon ubiomechon uvechaye. Dekol bit Yisrael bagala uvizman kariv. Vit barach veishtabach, vit pa'ar, vit romam, vit nase, vit adar, vit ale, vit alal, shimei dekucha. Ve'ela min kol birkata, v'shirata tushbechata, v'nechemata da amiran. V'alma yehe shloma rabba min shamaya, v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Oseh shalom bimromal, v'hu yaseh shalom aleinu, v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Tonight's class is an essay by the Rabbi Chaim Vital, writing from the teachings of the Ari. You can find the handout on the Revealed Matrix. In row 14, the second column from the left, will be a landing page for all of the writings of the Ari and many other sages. If you scroll down to Parasha Ekev, the first link under that is entitled The Seven Magical Fruits, I believe. The Seven Mystical Spice Species. And we will start with a L'shem Yichud, even though it's the second of tonight. L'shem Yichud, Kudshat Berichu, Ishkinte, Bithilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu. Le'akta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, Be'yichud, Ashalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Elohinu aleinu maasei adenu karenei aleinu maasei adenu karenei. Kabbalah expounds upon the mystical roots of Israel's seven holy fruits. In this week's Torah portion, Moses tells the Jewish people, Hashem is bringing you into a land of wheat, barley, grape vines, figs, and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive oil, and honey. These are the seven species for which the land of Israel is praised. In other words, the nukva, the physicality, which is termed the land of Israel, needs to be praised. Blessed from Zeron Pins, seven lower Sephirot. The phrase the land of Israel means the land that belongs to Israel. But the land is an appellation of the Nukva of Zeron Pin, the mate of Zeron Pin, one of whose appellations is Israel. These are the six Sephirot that remained above, plus her Malchut, equaling seven. It thus becomes a male principle relative to her, as we have explained. And this may be proven by the fact that all types of fruit issue from the earth, and are thus not from the male domain, but from this feminine domain. Wheat is from the white axis, that of Chachma, as our sages have said. The unripe version of the supernal Chachma is the Torah. We know in this world, and the Torah is made up of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, this being the numerical value of the word for wheat. In Hebrew, it's chita, which is spelled chet chet hey, and adds to a gematria of 22. Every entity that exists in the realm of holiness has a corresponding entity in evil. Of the realm of evil, it is said, instead of wheat, may nettles grow there. The numerical value of the word for nettles in Hebrew, choch, is also 22. God created the one thing opposite the other. Choch is spelled chet vav chet. In general, every entity that exists in the realm of holiness has a corresponding entity in evil. This provides the opportunity for man to have free choice. Barley is from the left axis. You will find that the numerical value of the word for barley, in Hebrew, seora, is twice that of the combined numerical values of the five final letters plus the unit value for each of the 10 letters of the two sets of final letters, plus five unit values for each of the five states of Gibul Ra. Seora is spelled Sin Ayin Resh He, Gematria 575. The five final letters is 180. No, that's not correct. Mem is 40. Kaf is 20, makes it 60. Nun is 50, so we have 110. A is 80, so it makes it 190. And Sadi is the fifth letter, which is 90. So 190 and 90 is 280. So the five final letters have a gematria of 280. If we multiply that by 2, we have 560. And we're being told to add the unit value 1 for each of the 10 letters of the two sets, which would make that would be 20, and plus five unit values for each of the five states of judgment, makes it 575. 560 plus 10 is 570, plus 5 is 575. Hey, the second letter of the name Havaya signifies the Sephirah of Bina, the top of the left axis of the Sephirot. Directly under Bina is Gevurah, signifying restraint or withholding. Similarly, the final forms of the letters indicate a stopping of the flow of speech. The five letters with final forms are Kaf, Mem, Nun, Sadi, and Pe. And this next line is what I had already done verbally. For this reason, the suspected adulteress brings a barley offering, for barley embodies the power of Gevura. The suspected adulteress, or the Sota, is brought to the temple to submit to a rite of judgment. The ink of judgment originates in this inkwell, which God uses to mark all the righteous of humanity. The archangel Gabriel also derives from this aspect of spirituality. Therefore, he has the inkwell of the scribe at his waist. The numerical value of the word for inkwell in Hebrew keset is almost so twice that of the combined numerical values of the final letters. The ink of judgment originates in this inkwell, which God uses to mark all the righteous of humanity, as it is written, "And you shall draw a line on the foreheads of the men." These verses are taken from a vision in which the prophet Ezekiel is shown how God plans to destroy Jerusalem. Delivering the consequence of sin is certainly an act of Gibborah, and is therefore executed by the archangel Gabriel. However, Hashem also tells Gabriel to use the ink to mark a sign on the foreheads of the men who sigh and moan for all the abominations done within the city, and not to approach any man upon whom is that sign. Thus, the ink sign is also evoking Gevurah, here in the sense of restraint, of the execution of Hashem's wrath. Chesed is spelled Kuf Samech Kav, Gematria 560. Also, of the time when evil is ascendant, it is written, "Instead of barley may stinkweed grow." This is the principle of the name Elohim, spelled out with the letter Yud, plus a unit value for the eight letters of the spelling out. The name Elohim signifies God's attribute of judgment. When the name Elohim is spelled out using a Yud to spell out the Hey, we have Aleph being 1, Lamed 30, and Pei 80 for a total of 111. The Lamed is Lamed 30, Mem 40, Dalet 4, or 74. The Hey is Hey Yud. 5 plus 10 is 15. The Yud is the Yud, which is 10, Vav 6, and Dalet 4, totaling 20. Mem is 40, and the second Mem is also 40 for 80. So we have the total of 300. There are eight letters used to spell out the name itself. These are Aleph, Lamed, Pei, Mem, Dalet, Hey, Yud, Vav. The numerical value of the word for stinkweed, Basha, is Bet, Aleph, Shin, Hey. 2 plus 1 plus 300 plus 5 is 308. Stinkweed is thus the opposite for barley in the realm of evil, signifying the Gevurah of evil. The grapevine originates in the middle axis, between the right and the left. The word for vine in Hebrew, gefen, alludes to the numerical value of the spelling out of the four ways of spelling out the name Havaya, which is 46, 37, 19, and 26, for a total of 128, plus the four letters of the name itself and the kolel. And I am adding, these four spellings, 46, 37, 19, and 26, are the milui of the spelled out names. The milui is the concealed letters, when one looks or reads an individual letter. An example is the letter Yud. The concealed letters are Vav and Dalet, while the revealed letter is Yud. Gefen is spelled Gimel Pei Nun, 3 plus 80 plus 50, or 133. As we have seen previously, there are four standard ways of spelling out the name Havaya, giving a numerical values of 72, 63, 45, and 52. The total of these four values is 232. To consider only the numerical value of the letters used in the spelling out process, we simply subtract 4 times the value of the name itself. 26 times 4 is 104. 232 minus 104 is 128. When we add 4 unit values for the 4 letters of the name plus the kollel, we have 128 plus 4 plus 1, or 133. The numerical value of Geffen. This demonstrates the association between the grape and the name Havaya, which is the channel for Tiferet, the central Sephirah in the middle axis. These 3 are the mental states that enter Zeron Pin from Chachma, Bina, and Dat. And Zeron Pin imparts some of their energy to Malchut. Wheat and barley were associated above explicitly with Chachma and Bina, while the grape was not explicitly associated with Dat. It was demonstrated that it relates to the central axis on which Dat is situated, directly above Tiferet. However, there are differing levels of how he imparts them to her. When she is situated entirely below him, he gives them to her in one way. When she is level with his Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, he gives them to her in a superior way. When she is level with his Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, he gives them to her in a yet more subtle way. And when she becomes the crown of his head, she receives them on a par with him. We have described the union of Zeron Pin and Nukva to be necessary in order to preserve the balance of consciousness between abstract inspiration and active inspiration, between the desire to leave the world and become absorbed in the divine consciousness and the desire to make the world into a fitting setting for divine consciousness to flourish. These are the male and female aspects of consciousness of both men and women, respectively. The male must couple with the female in order to be properly oriented toward the purpose of life, while the female must couple with the male in order to preserve her perspective and not fall prey to the forces of non-divine consciousness or evil. These couplings can occur on various levels, depending on the mental state of the nukva. The sages said that in the messianic future, the righteous will sit with their crowns on their heads. Know that on the Shabbat, when Zeron Pin ascends to the level of Abba and Ima, only its inner dimension ascends, whereas its outer garment remains below, at its normal level of consciousness. The nukva then ascends to be level with his inner dimension, becoming a crown over the head of his garment, which remained below in its usual place. It is then that she receives all these spelling outs of the name Havaya on par with him. The ideal state, of course, is for the nukva to be fully mature, postured as the crown of Zeron Pin, receiving insight and inspiration on a par with him. This state will be fully realized only in the messianic future, when the task of elevating and refining the world into a home for Hashem will have been accomplished, and it will no longer be necessary for the nukva to descend into the contracted states of consciousness in order to elevate the lower realms of reality on or from their level. The Shabbat is a taste of the world that is coming, and therefore this state is semi-realized on the Shabbat. The fig takes the consciousness from Netzach. This is the principle of the 3 spellings out of the name Echiyah. giving numerical values of 161, 151, and 143. Echiyeh, spelled with the letter Yud, is Aleph Lamed Peh, 111. Hey Yud, 15. Yud Bav Dalad, 20. Hey Yud, 15. And this totals 161. Is the gematria of Vinake, which has a connection to cleansing. It's the last of the 13 attributes of mercy. When Echiyeh is spelled with the letter He, we have 111. He and He is 10. Yud Bav Dalet is 20. He and He is 10. For a total of 151, which is the gematria of the letter of the word mikveh, which connects to both bina and cleansing. Echiyeh spelled with the letter Aleph. It's 111 for the Aleph. Then the He is 6, He and Aleph. The Yud is 20, Yud Bav Dalet. And the He, He is 6 for a total of 143. The sum of these three values plus the Kolel is 456. The numerical value of the word for fig, te'ena. These iterations of the name Echiyeh are the mental states of Ima that enter Zeranpin, included in which are the mental states of Abba, which are three names of Havaya. It is thus written, he who guards the fig will eat its fruit. He who guards the fig refers to the mentality of Ima. Will eat its fruit refers to the mentality of Abba. The Arizal now shows how the phrase will eat its fruit refers to the mentality of Abba. The mental states of Abba are numerically 3 times 72, which equals 216. As we have noted previously, of the four ways of spelling out the name Havaya, that whose numerical value is 72 is associated with Chachma, the partsuf of Abba, and the Yud of the name Havaya itself. Three such names gives 372, 3 times 72, or 216. The combined numerical values of the original names Havaya themselves are 78, which is 3 times 26. When to these is added a kolel, the sum becomes 295, 216 plus 72 plus 1. Kiria is spelled Pei Resh Yud Hei, has a gematria of 295. The word Kiria means its fruit. The reason why all this is associated with Netzach is because anatomically, Netzach and Hod are associated with the two male testicles in which the male seed develops. The male seed in the right testicle and the female male seed in the left testicle. We see that the sperm that develops in the right and left testicles are relative to each other, male and female. The pomegranate originates in Hod. This is the meaning of the statement in the Zohar. He is in Netzach and she is in Hod. The The pomegranate originates in Hod, and thus the numerical value of the word for pomegranate, Rimon, plus the kolel is the same as that of the angel Nuriel. Rimon is spelled Resh Mem Vav Nun, or 296, plus the kolel is 297. Nuriel is spelled Nun Vav Resh Yud Aleph Lamed, totaling 297. The word Rimon is also the same as the name of the angel Mem Tet. When we remove the two letters Tet in its middle, these being the numerical value of alive, or Chai, referring to the inner life force of the pomegranate, leaving a Mem to the right and a Resh Vav Nun to the left. Mem Tet is spelled Mem Tet Tet Resh Vav Nun. Thus, it can be seen that removing the two Tets in the middle leaves the two letters that are used to spell Rimon. The Mem is to the right, and since Hebrew is read right to left, it becomes Chay Yud is 18 and so forth. These remaining letters that spell Rimon are the outer shell that we call the pomegranate, while the inner life force is the Sephirah Tiferet. This is alluded to in the verse, "Lest he eat it and live forever," referring to the fruit of the tree of life. And so it is said of Rabbi Meir, "He ate its core and discarded the shell." The forces of evil cannot suckle from the inner life force, but they can suckle from the garment, the pomegranate. In this way, we may also understand the mystical meaning of the verse, "And the angelic beasts were running and returning." The numerical value of the word for running in Hebrew, ratso, plus the kolel is the same as that of the word rimon. Ratso is spelled resh tadi vav aleph, 297. The word for running, ratso, may also be permuted to spell the word for neck, savar. Savar is spelled Sadi Vav Aleph Resh. And this refers to the neck of Ima, her throat. Ima extends as far as Hod. The inner life force, in contrast, refers to the words "and returning," inasmuch as the numerical value of the name Shaddai is 314, is the same as that of this phrase, "and returning." In Hebrew, the phrase "and returning" is one word, Vishov, spelled Vav Shin Vav Bet, totaling 314. Shaddai is spelled Shin Dalad Yud, 314. In any case, running is associated with the pomegranate, the shell, while returning is associated with the inner life force. Olives originate in Yesod. Oil or olives originate in Yesod. Since Yesod is relatively male, we may ponder why the verse does not read simply a land of honey. As we know, land is feminine, an appellation for Malchut. And honey, as we shall see presently, is also associated with Malchut. It thus seems inappropriate for the word for land should be repeated before a masculine-associated modifier. Know then that Yesod never separates from her, from Malchut, and is embodied in the other upper tip of the Dalet. Of it it is written, "Better a close neighbor than a far brother." A close neighbor refers to Yesod, which receives the 370 lights, corresponding to the numerical value of neighbor, in Hebrew Shachen. It remains close to her and does not part from her. Shachen is spelled Shin Kaf Nun, or 370. The far brother refers to Tiferet, which is occasionally distant from Malchut, as opposed to the neighbor, Yesod, who is always close. He, Zeranpin, therefore possesses the facial beauty accompanying the beard, for all facial beauty depends on the purity of this limb, that of Yesod, the reproductive organ. Because it is the receptor of the 370 lights that shine on the face. This is alluded to in the verse, and Joseph had beautiful features and a beautiful face. Joseph is associated with the Sephirah of Yesod and successfully resisted sexual temptation. The reason why the Torah says of oil olives and honey instead of simply of oil and honey is because according to the Zohar, the divine names that issue from the letters Yud-Heh-Vav are Elohim, El, and Mem-Sadi-Pei-Sadi. The combined numerical value of these names is the same as that of the word for olive, in Hebrew, Atzayit. Memsadi Peitzadi is the name Havaya permuted through the system known as Atbash, in which the first letter of the alphabet is replaced with the last letter, the second letter with the second to the last letter, and so on. Elohim is spelled Aleph Lamed He Yud Mem, totaling 86. El is spelled Aleph Lamed, totaling 31. Mem Sadi Peit Sadi totals 300. 86 plus 31 plus 300 is 417. Zion is spelled Zion Yud Tav, 417. The word for oil in Hebrew, shemen, when permuted in Atbash, becomes Bet Yud Tet. The same numerical value as the letters Yud-Heh-Vav. The name Yud-Heh-Vav is associated with the Sephirah of Yesod. And Bet-Yud-Tet has a gematria of 21, just as Yud-Heh-Vav has a gematria of 21. Date honey in Hebrew Davash derives from Malchut and is the Shin-Vav of Shofar. It's Malchut. Divash is spelled Dalet Bet Shin or 306. Shofar is spelled Shin Vav Pei Resh or 306. Thus, Malchut, which must descend into the world of Briah, is blessed from these seven fruits. That's the end of our class tonight. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all shalom gadol. Have a beautiful week.
Thank you. Have a good week, too. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Thank you all.
Shalom.